Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hey, 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 Merry New Year. That's how that goes, right?
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Nailed it.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Happy 2029, or at least that's what it feels like after the last 5 years. No, you've made it into 2024, and are you better 2024 it?
Yes, I am.
Good. That's what we like to hear. You've joined, maybe by accident, maybe on purpose. Maybe because your partner or partners are listening to this and you're stuck in the back seat and can't reach the buttons on the radio. Well, this is By the By. I'm your host, Bradford, along with my beautiful host,
Angela.
Yes. And welcome to 2023. This is your life now. Unlike most podcasts, we don't do retrospectives at the end of the year. Mm. We do them at the beginning of the year because calendars are stupid and don't matter anyway. So you just should stop at some point and look backwards and forwards.
Mm. And while we're looking forwards,
we're going to look forward to our next pendulum party, which is February
9th.
I almost said
8th. It's the last single digit number, 9th.
I just got an ugly finger gesture from Angela across the room.
It was not an ugly one.
It was like, Mujija. Well, if you were Italian.
It was with fervor.
Yeah. It's a fervor party. No. Did you say furries?
Yeah, that's it.
That'd be awesome. But no, our next pendulum party is at our secret spot, of course, on February 9th. So just around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming up. It'll be here like really soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah.
Woo.
It's going to be a race to see who starfishes first. You are the gentleman.
I have learned a lot from my Yoda starfish, and I think, starfish I will. Yes. Mm-hmm. I just need to make sure I'm starfishing on top of him. That way I get the attention first.
All right. Okay. You're learning.
I'm learning. I'm not as dumb as I am, I don't know, dumb looking.
You're not dumb looking.
Yes.
So I wanted to, because we typically kind of look at like, you know, what's coming up for the year kind of thing. I wanted to take a moment or a few moments and look back at 2023, because I feel like this was the first year coming out of the pandemic that was relatively normal, where we could
like the whole year was.
Yeah. Normal. Like where we could do something for much of the year. No lockdowns, that kind of thing. At times there were still limitations and whatnot, but we're finally really getting back to some kind of normal. So I wanted to take a few moments and look at some of the things that we did.
All right.
We could actually like do stuff.
All right. Yeah. before you start, so today is Pippin's birthday. Happy birthday, Pippin.
Happy birthday, Pippin.
We gave him a stuffed cake and he's deep throating the candle.
He takes after his dad.
That's my boy. it's supposed to be a pet toy, but he is really going at the candle.
Yeah, I would say he's eating the cake, but he's not really. He's just deep throating the candle.
He's just deep throating the candle.
Oh, yeah, he's a good boy. He learns from you.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Lay on, McDuff.
So we started last year. Do you remember how we started last year?
Probably on New Year's Day.
Okay, that is correct.
Yes.
We started it by going to our first cricket game with a
couple. Oh my God, that's right. I do remember that.
So like that.
Was that on New Year's Day?
It wasn't New Year's Day. It was like the first week of January though. Yeah. So that made us like fully fledged Aussies. Because I don't think you can be fully fledged until you go to like a rugby game and an AFL.
All that's left AFL is a shoey.
And cricket. Yeah. We've done rugby, AFL, and cricket now. Yeah.
Now we have to do a shoey.
Oh, right. No. Not going to do that.
Yeah.
If they didn't make me do it at the citizenship ceremony, it's not happening now.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's right. That was fun. I enjoyed that. Yeah. I learned that I can enjoy any sport while drinking a very expensive red wine and eating Chateaubriand.
That's true. Yes. Yes.
Like sports aren't bad.
Yep. And I learned that this was still in my phase of I didn't want to be too full on with people, but I learned that with this couple, I need to be more full on, more forward.
Yes, that's true. That's what Angela learned, that Angela needs to be more forward, that Angela needs to be more forward.
Yeah. Sometimes I back off and I don't.
They're a beautiful couple and I'm glad that we're still friends.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
Yes.
It is nice to see Angela devour people whole. Like,
wow. Should have seen that face he made.
Velociraptor.
Too bad this isn't video.
Yeah, too bad.
And then, not long after, like within a couple of months, we got to meet face-to-face, candy-coated latex, and they introduced us to a new potential kink.
And at that time, my favorite photo of you and I ever was taken, where you can only see one of our heads. Yep. And so, it's not kinky like that, people. It's kinky like Angela is dressed as a fully inflated Tony the Tiger, and I was a headless dragon.
Yeah, so if anybody has...
That's what love is.
And so if anybody missed all of that or didn't catch it in last year, candy-coated latex, they make inflatables and do all kinds of fun things with them. And they had... We're coming to Australia, so they brought a couple of inflatables with them and were kind enough to, first of all, lug that all the way from the U.S., and then secondly, to come over, and we had a bunch of friends over, and we just tried it out. We took turns, like, trying on this inflatable suit and playing with it and having fun, and that night, I look back on so fondly because there were so many laughs and giggles and just people having fun and just doing what you're supposed to do and playing.
Yeah.
And I really look back fondly on that night.
My cheeks hurt for like a week after, so because of all the smiling.
Yeah, so look them up, candy-coated latex. And thank you so much for lugging all of that down here and taking the time to spend with us and play with it because it was so much fun. And now we have our very own inflatable fox suit.
It's true.
That you'll be hearing a little bit more about later.
It's true.
Yes. Okay, so then... Skip ahead.
Skip ahead. Skip ahead.
A few months. Yeah. And we did a live podcast at Between Friends Wine Bar in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. That was fun, too.
Yeah. So we got to go down and like, really experience Between Friends and, like, do the live podcast there. That was a really fun night. I want to do that again.
Well, so I'm going to rewind a bit because we also, before that, we did a cruise around New Zealand
with
friends from the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So there was, what, 10 of us? 8, 10 of us? There was a bunch of us, and we did around New Zealand cruise, and it was, podcast people.
That was fun, yeah.
That was good fun.
Yeah. Cruises are fun.
Cruises are fun.
Cruises with sexy people are more fun.
That is correct.
That was good.
But yeah, sorry. So we did go down to Melbourne in early last year and went to Between Friends and sat down and did a podcast, live podcast there, surrounded by a bunch of beautiful, wonderful humans, some of which that were podcast listeners prior to that we were fortunate enough to meet for the first time, and some of which had never listened to the podcast, but hopefully are still listening.
Yeah, exactly. And over the course of the year, we had many, many pendulums.
Many.
Well, six. We had six.
It feels like a lot.
Yeah. No,
but they were great.
Yeah. It is fun because I think each one feels different to me. While they're similar enough in the vibe and whatnot, like, I guess because of my mood, I want different things out of them at different times. So sometimes I'm like, okay, I feel like, being kind of kinky tops. I want to spend more time down the dungeon with, like, you know, flogging people and stuff. And other times I'm like, not, I want a starfish. And then other times I'm like, I want to do this. So I think for me, each one does have a distinct feel because of my mood and what I want to get out of it at that particular time.
Yeah, I completely agree. And what I'm really proud of with those pendulum parties is they've sort of become this bastion for, again, people of all genders, of all sexualities, of all points in their swinging experience. We've had a number of newbies come who had never played with anybody else, a number of people who was their first time in a bi place, a number of folks in the trans community. And it's just kind of exciting to be able to host a space where you can talk about all this amazing sexy nerddom and then go upstairs and be naked with these sexy nerds.
Yeah. I like that it's a space where people can come and hopefully feel comfortable and can just be themselves no matter what. That's good. And then towards the end of the year, we co-hosted the second Escape to the Tropics. So that was a lot of fun. That went off swimmingly. I think, especially now doing it twice, we've learned some things and we've gotten feedback from folks. Really great feedback. People loved it, had a good time. So we're going to do it again. We're going to have a year three.
Woohoo!
Yes.
If you went to last year's and are expecting more of the same, yes, but no. It's going to be bigger, better, and more sexy.
Yeah, yeah. So there will be some details about that coming out very soon. We'll get some save the dates out in the next few weeks for those who have been before. And yeah, we'll look forward to another successful year of that. Just such a good time to get people together.
Yeah.
And especially in an area where it's tropical and warm. And
oh, yeah. Lovely. I like tropical and warm.
Yeah.
It's a bit warm here now, but not tropical.
No. Yeah. It's just summer, Bradford.
I know.
Just summer.
Just, oh, God, summer.
Are you going to make it?
I might not.
Yeah, as far as sexiness goes, I think that was the most of the stuff. But I will say that on a personal note, you did a lot more agility with Pippin. And I really enjoyed watching that and seeing both of you grow and get better at that. And that bond between you kind of really strengthen with all the training and things.
I will say it does seem like he likes me a little more now. but yeah, it's been a good year. I'll just to add to what you listed, I'll also say that we had another cruise at the end of the year. Shut up, cruising is our thing. And I had a grinder hookup while on the cruise, and that was good fun.
Yeah. Do we want to hear more about that?
Well, I mean, it's just a grinder hookup. It was me, me and a couple of guys from the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah. I do love it though. I love that you can go on these cruises and, like, you know, find people.
You never know. That's why you buy the internet package, folks.
And I will say that cruise, I think for me, was really good because it is the first time, I would say since pre-pandemic, that I really fully relaxed. I thought I had relaxed before on other holidays, but not like this.
Yeah.
This kind of took it to a whole nother level. And it was like, oh, wait. I need more of this in my life.
It was kind of nice to see you actually relax. It was a little weird, but, you know, it was nice.
Well, I was talking to somebody at work today about it, and they were like, oh, did you, like, keep up with any of your work stuff? I was like, nope. I turned off all notifications. I did not look at anything, did not open anything, did not think about anything. I just put work out of my brain completely. And I think having that ability, or the opportunity, I guess, to just completely separate and step back from that was what I needed. Because usually, even if we go on other holidays, I am still kind of thinking about things kind of in the background or something's kind of turning along. But this time it was just like completely, that's a whole nother world that does not exist in my space at the moment. And I think that really helped. And so having the opportunity to just truly step back from that, I think was good. Yeah.
Yeah. I tend to agree.
And I need to make more holidays like that.
Well, I also very much agree on that one. I usually do pretty well not thinking about work because I do my best to not think about work even when I'm at work. but yeah, that holiday was kind of special because it was a nice moment for us to reconnect and then to just kind of turn our brains off and just focus on having to exist.
Yeah.
When all you have to think about is existing. Wow, that's nice. We should win the lottery.
I know. I was going to say, it's a privileged place to be to have a holiday like that. Right? But it's great. I love it. It's something I want to make more of. I don't know how, but I want to make more of it in the future.
We have to win the lottery. That's great.
Yeah, no, it's good. So that's what I've got for kind of looking back on last year. So I feel like I said, we did a lot. We met up with a lot of people. We had a lot of good experiences. And I think it was overall a really good year.
I absolutely agree. I will say, looking at it, like most of the people that we met and or played with were either previous partners from the past or maybe new friends that we met from the club. Mm-hmm. And I think I have no problems with that. That was its greatest. I mean, they're lovely humans, but for me moving forward to next year, I would like us to meet more brand new people and try to go down that road again. Not because I need more people in my life, but because I need more people in my life now.
Well, you did say last year that you wanted to be a Slutterella on Grindr.
I was, and I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ended up just same old Bradford. That's what New Year's resolutions are for, Sameford. Right, people? Sameford. Thank you, Angela. but that's what New Year's resolutions are for, making and then completely ignoring.
Forgetting that you made them.
That's the importance of it. And it's really important when you record a podcast talking about what you're going to do, and then you don't do it. But yes, it is on my list to meet more people. And then to also, I want to start going to the saunas occasionally and see if I can, be more exciting in that way. I don't feel exciting. That's my problem.
Okay. And you need to feel exciting?
No. I mean, no, I don't need to feel exciting. No, I just don't feel like, oh, yay, let's go. I'm going to go be exciting.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm like, ugh. Yeah, but Sameford is kind of nice.
Yeah. Just energy levels.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, it would be fun to have more energy. where can I buy that?
Wait, don't they sell it in a bottle?
I think that's called Red Bull. That's great.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
New year, new you, new sex toys. That's right. Go to adamandeve.com, use checkout code BYTHEBYE, BYTHEBI, to get some brand new sex toys for this brand new calendar year. Using the checkout code, you will get one item at 50% off, free shipping, some videos on demand, and always some extra happiness thrown into your box for you to enjoy once it gets to your door. Don't be like me and have all the old same toys in the chest. Break out some new toys and mix them with your old toys to see what kind of new toys you can create yourself. AdamandEve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBYE, BYTHEBI. Curious Humans Games, still available, still awesome, still a lot of fun. Go to CuriousHumansGame.com and use checkout code BYTHEBYE for 10% off and enjoy it. It's a new year. Play some games with your friends. Enjoy the time together. CuriousHumansGames.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. BYTHEBI.
All right. So now that that's out of the way, we've looked back. No more looking back.
Right. Only forwards.
Only forwards. What are you looking forward to?
I don't know. Looking forward to our next vacation. it's funny. I don't know. My problem is I know I'll look forward to things, but I also know that I am very much and this is going to surprise some people, but let's just stay in the lane. It's safe here. We're going a nice speed. Let's not overtake people. Let's not pull off. There's no need for rest areas. Let's just keep going forward. Pee in that bottle. You drank it. You should be able to refill it.
Or a Ziploc bag, apparently.
Yeah. Another story. We'll talk about it later. But yeah, I think that's, I know it's a problem, but like, yeah, it's.
Look, it's not a problem if staying in your lane is a good place. If staying in your lane is a bad place, if you're not happy with it, then that's a problem.
No, I'm happy with it. I have the dream of doing new and exciting things, mm-hmm. but I feel like I'm just exhausted and lazy.
Yeah. Well, I will say that that's one of the things that, especially after this last holiday, because also, like, we did go on the cruise, and then that led right into Christmas, and I took the time off between Christmas and New Year's, which I don't usually do.
So you took, like, a month off.
It was about 3 weeks and a couple days. So it was...
which is almost a month. See how she does this, people? That's Angela math right there.
It was not quite a month. It
wasn't your first day off Saturday the 9th, no, and you just went back to work today?
It was
today?
December 8th, and I went back on January 2nd.
Okay, so
it was
so 1 week, by
6 days shy. 6 days shy.
Or as I like to call it, half a week.
4 work days. So. Yeah. Anyway, but after that, because like I don't usually take that much time off. I don't think I've ever taken that much time off.
I've never seen you take that much time off.
Yeah.
Even when I've asked you.
So after that, it was like I was just so relaxed and so happy. And it's like, I like
this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know how happy not working makes me?
I mean, I can't do it all the time, obviously. But it was, how do I keep more of that in my life, right? And not go back to the workaholic, like busy, busy, kind of all the stuff happening and just tired all the time and like, you know, feel like you're barely keeping your head above water. And I know that there's times in life that that is what is and what will be, but I'm just thinking about like, how can I this year try to make more of that relaxed me and less of the frantic me? And I'm trying to put some measures in place to try to keep that. And I think for me, it is around boundaries, which I know boundaries don't sound fun, but boundaries will hopefully allow me to have more fun. And like you said, like one of the things that we do is you get on that same track and you just kind of do the same thing all the time. And what's one of the same things that we do all the time is we eat dinner, sit down on the couch, and we watch TV. And
wait. I've got a noise for that. Because I both love it.
I know. Like, I mean, it's good time that, you know, you're watching interesting things. Sometimes we're learning things. Sometimes we're just watching stupid TV. Just turn your brain off. And sometimes you need that. And that's self-care as well. But one of the things that, you know, we really enjoyed on this last cruise and taking the time in between was playing some of our games again and getting back into some of the board games. And we've recently even like reorganized our board game closet.
Oh my God, that work. It was poor past free.
And it was organizing them into things that we want to play more, that kind of thing. And so hopefully what I want to do is to, you know, as much as possible, not all the time, but take a night every week, every fortnight, and just play games. Don't turn on the TV, just play games. I want to do the same thing with kinky fun things because, again, same thing. Like, kind of sit down, you turn your brain off, and then we don't do all the kinky fun things that we like to do necessarily or as frequently as we would like to. So that's, I think if I can set some boundaries like that and say that we're not going to just sit down and turn the TV on mindlessly, but we're going to actively choose to do these things that we enjoy and that engage us and we have fun with and help us connect with one another, I think that will help me to be in a a better place as well.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think that's a good goal to have. I think that doing, I love the idea of games. I like the idea of sort of sequestering ourselves to the playroom for something.
Yeah.
I think we recently, you know, the number of new things we've gotten in the past, I'll say 6 to 8 weeks, that we've yet to have an opportunity to play with is
properly experienced.
Yeah, yeah. It is big. So it is, and you know, realistically, it's content driving, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not the only reason that we buy crazy sex toys, but you know, it doesn't hurt, right?
Well, I mean, we want to share the experience with y'all, so yeah. We want to tell you all about it because it's always fun.
Yes. So yeah, that's definitely on on my list as well. I think that's kind of fun. But I think that what we need is to have sort of a calendar where it's literally displayed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's one of those things, like most things, is that once you create the habit, so it's getting in that habit of doing it. Like when I'm
like none foreplay, you got to get back into the habit.
Oh God. Oh my God.
Yeah. You like that, don't you, mother?
No. I'm not doing that. But it is things like when I, you know, exercising and things like that, get in the habit and then you do it and then it's fine. So I think, one thing I definitely want to do is to spend less time in front of the TV and more time doing those types of things again and keeping that connection up and having more different kinds of fun.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. I think that sounds like a nice plan.
Yeah.
Again, I think that one of the things I'd like to do is get back on RHP and be really active on it. Mm-hmm. And maybe find somebody like a new people once a 4-6 weeks-ish. What is 6 weeks? A triple fortnight? A triforce night.
I was going to say a cess night.
Hex night.
Hex night.
Hex
that sounds
night.
Better. Yeah.
Hex night sounds like what a bunch of witches get together and do. Oh my God. Are you want to come over for why? Well, Rwanda's having a hex night. Oh my God. That sounds amazing. I'll call Julie. I'll bring my Eye of Newt. Well, we could call it bi-monthly. Every other month.
Okay. Sure.
See?
Yeah.
Haha. I did it.
Well done. Yes. Well done.
Yeah, so that, I think that could be fun.
Mm. Well, that goes on to one of the other things I wanted to do as well. Is you're looking at it from the perspective of meeting new folks, which is great. But I also know that there are folks in the lifestyle that we did not get together with as much last year as we'd wanted to, just because of life circumstances, things happening. And so some of those folks I would like to try to connect with a bit more.
Oh, 1 million percent. I can think of a few
people
that are on that list.
Yeah, yeah.
We're looking at you, people whose ears are burning right now.
So I do think there's, like, I want there to be, I guess what I'm, actually now that I'm kind of taking a step back and looking at these things, apparently what I'm driving for and wanting more of is connection. And that's connection with you for us. It's connection with other people. That's what I want to foster more this year. Apparently that's what makes me happy.
How about internet connection?
Well, I mean,
does that make you happy?
That does make me happy. Yes, it does. Because then I can play my stupid brain games when I want to think of nothing, which sounds weird to play a brain game when I want to think of nothing.
I love also, just as a side note, so that everybody can have a little vision into Angela's brain. You're like, oh, it's been a horrible day. I just want to turn my head off and not do anything smart. And what do? The New York Times Sunday crossword puzzle. What? I'm turning my brain off. Like, you are not turning your brain off.
It's not turning it off, but it's how my brain relaxes. It's focus on something and I get to a goal and then I feel good about it. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
I didn't say my brain was a logical place.
It is not. It's a scary smart place.
Well, it's a scary place.
It's scary smart.
Yeah. And then like we've already mentioned escape this year. Like we have some, I feel like they're good ideas. Things that we want to do with it and you know, just some I want to make that a really good positive experience for everybody that comes. It's been positive. I want to keep it that way, but I also want to breathe a little bit of life into it. I don't want it to become stale.
Agreed.
So that's, I think, the main thing is I just don't want it to become same because a bit of the same is good, because then you have consistency, and if you've enjoyed it in the past, you know you're going to enjoy it again. But also, you know, a little something different.
Variety is the spice of life.
Yeah.
And it's also really hard to find on the Woolies website.
I've been looking. If you find it, let me know.
I know. It's just like,
also, is that something they can like deliver to the house? Variety?
I mean, they can deliver a lot of different spices, which you could then have a variety of spice.
What we need now are to come up with spices that start with every letter of the word variety. I don't know one that starts with a V.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Vermouth.
That's not a spice.
Well, you're not cooking correctly. It is. It depends on what you're making.
Fair enough. I'm not the cook, so I will leave that to you.
That's great. Yeah, but I definitely, I want to hit a sauna a quarter. That's only four times in the year, Bradford. Surely you could put that shit together.
I think you can do it. We'll talk to Leo. He'll help.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, because I've talked to him about it, and he's like, I just don't feel like going. And I'm like, me neither, but I need somebody who feels like going.
I'll find somebody.
I'm happy to go by myself.
Well, then go by. I'll just kick you out and be like, it's sauna night. Go.
Great. Fine.
If you make me.
I must. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, I don't feel like I have any crazy, crazy goals this year. It's more just about just now that I feel like we're getting back to a little bit of some kind of normally type life where there is a little bit less stress and a little bit less pressure from work and things, that how do we harness that and keep it and make the most of it? So that's really what I'm kind of thinking about and focusing on is just, you know, doing more of what I want and making those connections with people and keeping that.
Yeah. I do what I want.
What I want.
Yeah. I think that's a great plan and a great goal for the new year. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to hear about everybody else's crazy plans out there, or not so crazy plans.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Or if you're just like, I just need to make it through the day. You know what? That's cool too.
That's actually completely correct.
If you've made it through last year and you deserve
a button.
And you've made it through today, that's great.
Yeah. Good on you. We support that.
Yes, absolutely.
So we have a couple other things going on, but it's a little too soon. They're not proofed yet. They've not been put in the oven. We'll let you know when we can let you hear about them. Like Angela asked, what are you doing? If you want to tell us directly, join us on our Discord at any level on patreon.com/bythebypodcast. Once you join, you'll be whisked into our Discord with all of our lovely humans there. Or you can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Instagram and on the Facebooks. So, what do you have going on? We want to know. Thank you for joining us this week. We know it's a short one, but we're still getting revved up for the new year. Still probably in a bit of holiday mode. And happy birthday to Pippin.
Happy birthday, Pippin.
And we will see you next week.
And Happy New Year, folks.
Happy New Year.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.